This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Meadow sets. Here's the pitch. Saya swings, drills one deep left center field. This is going to tie the game. It's gone. Solo shot to left center by Seiya Suzuki. 1-1 Cubs and Padres here in the fifth. Here's the 2-2 delivery. Kelly swings and it's a high fly ball deep left center field. Going back, Sheets at the track near the wall. Gone! Cubs take the lead. Carson Kelly pumps his fist up in the air as he rounds the bases. 2-1 Cubs over the Padres here in the fifth. First Suzuki, now Kelly. Cubs go back to back and take the lead.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, you knew saying Suzuki's ball was gone. I wasn't sure about Carson Kelly. Zach Zabin, both terrific calls there. I think you could hear it in his voice a little bit too that, you know, Carson's ball did not look like Saya's no matter what. They take the lead 2-1. They get the insurance run, and the Cubs win game one of this three-game series. They beat the Padres 3-1. Dylan Cease versus Andrew Kittredge tomorrow. With you for a full hour. Take your phone calls, your reactions, 312-644-6767. Caleb will get to you in just a moment. As I was watching that game today, especially when the shadows started to creep over, I really was thinking about, because it looked for a moment, remember, the Cubs lost five in a row, right? They clinched. They were then swept by the Reds, and it's like, whew, could they be traveling to San Diego to play this wild card round? The Cubs, much like the Padres, are vastly different than at home versus on the road. A lot of teams are, but, I mean, it's a really big swing. The Padres at home this year at Petco Park are 52-29. The Cubs at home are 50-31. So not only are you watching that game, and it's like, whew, you can feel the Wrigley crowd. You can feel the Cubs at their own place. But it's almost like they've been preparing for a 208 start with how many 120 starts the Cubs have. Like a lot of, you know, rest of Major League Baseball, they're playing 640, 705 Friday night games. The Cubs just played Friday day game, Saturday day game, Sunday day game at Wrigley Field, running right up to a 208 start time. They know those shadows. They know daytime baseball may be better than any team in Major League Baseball. So as far as home field advantage goes, it felt enormous today. And especially being down, trailing after four innings, the way that they came back, they were helped by Wrigley, but they know Wrigley. And man, they finished with a two-game lead in the wild card over the Padres. Thank goodness they got right. They finished 4-2. In that six-game homestand, and it felt like it was perfect, that 208 start time, even with the shadows for the Cubs to get it done. 312-644-6767. Let's get back to these phone calls. Caleb is with us in Morris. Hey, Caleb, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. Hey, turn your radio down if you could. Caleb, you got us?
Yeah.
Go for it, man. What's going on?
Nothing. I just thought it was really impressive how they pulled that off today, truly.
Got a game ball for anybody?
Probably Saya with his huge home run. It just made a big impact in the game.
Caleb, where'd you watch the game at?
I listened to it on the radio.
Atta boy. All right. Good stuff. There's Caleb listening to the game on 6M The Score. Again, just a reminder, 1:30, our pregame coverage begins tomorrow. 2:08, we'll have first pitch, wildcard game number two, right here on 6M The Score, the only local broadcast. Seiya Suzuki, from July 15th, from the All-Star game that he did not make, when he was leading the National League in home runs and RBIs, only hit two home runs the entire back half of the season until he hit five in that six-game homestand. I mean, you talk about getting hot in the final minutes of the season. Seiya gets hot and carries it over and has an enormous swing today to help the Cubs get that win. Let's go to Scott, who is with us in Kenosha. Hey, Scott, you're on 6M of the Score.
Hey, I grew up basically split between a Brewer fan and a Cubs fan because my dad grew up when they were in separate leagues. And I love going to Miller Park. I love going to Wrigley even more. But Craig Counsell, on popular opinion, he might have had a good game today. I also remember when the Brewers, when he was the manager of the Brewers, overused the bullpen. And I know you need to win now in a three-game series, but I watched it happen where he used the bullpen too much. And by the end of that series in the NLCS when the Brewers lost, Craig Counsell overthought and took Wade Miley out in, like, the third inning pitching a no-hitter. So, I mean, it's awesome the Cubs won. I'm ecstatic, but I'm also saying Craig Counsell, when he left the Brewers, I was happy for the Brewers and pissed for the Cubs. And guess what happened? Since then, he's gotten the manager of the year, and they got home field advantage in two straight seasons. So I'm just saying.
Scott, you're sounding a lot like a Brewers fan, Scott.
No, I'm not. I'm a diehard Cubs fan. I cried when the Cubs won the freaking World Series.
Okay. All right.
Like, literally cried.
So, but wait, are you saying, hold on, let me get this straight. Are you saying that Counsell burns out the bullpen throughout the season or that he goes too early to them in the postseason and burns them out?
Early in the postseason and burns them out. I think that's a great question because during the season, you let his starters pitch seven, eight innings, and it would be spectacular, and he'd bring in the bullpen. But then they weren't trained for the rest of the postseason to pitch in the fourth, pitch in the fifth, pitch in the sixth. I'm just saying, I like Counsell. He's a smart player. He's won World Series. But I'm just saying, I'm worried about the bullpen getting burnt out too early.
Scott, thanks for the call. I appreciate your concern, although I still say you're a Brewers fan who's a little worried that the Cubs may be heading on to the divisional round. And you mentioned that he lets his starters go longer in the regular season. Well, no, they don't. They really don't. I don't think Boyd has pitched. I don't think he's gotten in the sixth inning. Like, no starters go for a long time nowadays in Major League Baseball. I thought that Craig Counsell today, and maybe we'll react differently tomorrow, I thought that Craig Counsell was exceptional today, really. And there was no emotion involved in it. You know, I don't think Matthew Boyd was going to try to talk Counsell into staying in the game, right? But it's like, if you try to prolong what the numbers tell you, you're going to run into trouble. So Matthew Boyd, the first time Matthew Boyd faces a hitter in a game, he is barreled up by that hitter 8% of the time. And then it starts to climb. And by the time Matthew Boyd this season gets to the third go-round, those hitters barrel him up 15% of the time. So almost double the barrel rate, right? Really, it just means he's getting hit much harder. And so Fernando Tatis Jr., who was the leadoff hitter, Boyd gave up a hit. And when Fernando Tatis Jr. came up, which would have been the third time around, there was not a consideration for a moment for him to stay in the game. But that's not even the big move for me when I say Craig Counsell had an exceptional game, because that's just what the numbers tell you. Now, some managers, they may try to go with their gut. They may try to go with their instinct. They may try to go with their heart. I don't know. Maybe they want to see Matthew Boyd pitch longer and not have to use their bullpen. Like, what you don't want them to do is be thinking about game three. You know, if we get to the bullpen too early, will we be taxed by game three? Forget about game three. Go win today, go win tomorrow, and if you get to game three, figure that out. But the move for me that the Cubs and the Craig Counsell made was to go to Daniel Palencia in a dirty inning, meaning with a runner on, for them to point at him, their closer, for a number of months, and then not pitching much in September. For them to go to him and it worked as well as it did, and you got to give it up for Palencia first, but for them to point at him and say, he'll get it done, that's what I thought was a terrific managerial move. 312-644-6767. Troy is with us in Wisconsin. Hey, Troy, what's going on?
Hey, I'm feeling pretty good.
You got a take on this game, what we saw today?
So, my take's more on the postseason. So, when it all boils down, this playoff run, I think you're not looking at PCA and you're not looking at Kyle Tucker anymore. I think you're looking at Michael Busch and Nico Horner to come up with these big moments for you. I mean, they've been two of the most consistent players in baseball. Nico Horner had one of the best averages in baseball. And I think your defense is also going to outweigh your hitting in this playoff run, because our hitting has been so inconsistent this year, is that our defense needs to be on point, and Michael Busch is going to be that guy.
Hmm. Troy, you bring up a really interesting point. Let me phrase it or ask it to you like this. Can the Cubs make a deep run in the playoffs with getting very little offensive support from Kyle Tucker and PCA? You think that's possible?
Yes, I do, because Carson Kelly, very underrated catcher this year, and PCA does not need the offense to be a productive baseball player. He's one of the best outfielders that we've seen in a while. His speed is comparative to Billy Hamilton. I don't think that you even need to count on PCA's bat when you can put him in the eight hole. You do not need the bat from PCA. And I think people in Chicago need to stop viewing him for that. It was a first half of the season type of thing. And I think that you see him as a defensive guy now, like kind of how we saw Jason Hayward. He's going to have big moments, but when it boils down, we need him for the defense. And also with Kyle Tucker, I don't think he wants it. I don't think he wants to win as a Cub. Hmm. Like I tell my dad all the time, he plays for the Cub, but he is not a Cub. Like
he was in the first half.
What do you say?
I said he was in the first half. Right? Like,
yeah.
Like you would accept him as a Cub fan in the first half.
Yeah. And, like, don't get me wrong, I was excited. Like, I was like, I think I was like 12 when the Cubs won the World Series. And that was like one of the most exciting moments that I've had ever since. Well, when Billy Hamilton was a Cub, I kind of freaked out a little bit because I thought that was super cool. But it's just the Kyle Tucker hype isn't what it was when he first came to Chicago.
Troy, thanks for the phone call. I think you bring up a couple of really interesting points. Just for conversation's sake, Pete Crow Armstrong had the second half of the season, a .216 batting average, just 6 home runs, 24 RBIs. He had 25 home runs in the first half of the season. There was this text that came into the show earlier, this from the 779. He says, I was at the game today, and not to ruin the fun, but we really need to stop chanting PCA's name every time he comes to bat. He gets too excited and things don't end well. He said, LOL. PCA had 3 strikeouts today. Watching the television broadcast, I watched the open. And when they went into the booth, the conversation, when they got into the Cubs, began with Pete Crow Armstrong. Like that was the first thing that they mentioned about the Cubs. And I think you understand it. He has become a star in Chicago. But you also have to look at the at-bats that he had today. He had 3 strikeouts, and it does look like it snowballs at times for him, where he wants to do so well. And it can be really hard to not do so well, and Pivetta was just beating him at the top of the zone. And he just looked somewhat lost at the plate. So I think you may have to accept that if you think the Cubs are going to go far, it may not be with offensive production with PCA. He's still got a lot of work to do. His chase rate is really high, and when you get to the playoffs, it means you're facing the best teams. And when you're facing the best teams, you're often facing the best pitchers. And like against the Padres tomorrow, you'll again be facing the best bullpen in Major League Baseball. Kyle Tucker's a different conversation because Kyle Tucker has been a great hitter for close to a decade. And I find it really, really hard to envision the Cubs making a deep run without Kyle Tucker doing something, without him being something in this postseries. Like, can you imagine them winning, like getting to the NLCS while dragging Kyle Tucker along as the DH? Now, when I watched him over this last week, he didn't look lost at the plate to me by any means. He certainly isn't locked in, but you have to believe that he is the kind of hitter, and you saw it last year with the Astros, that he can lock in very quickly. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Russ in Palos Heights with us on 670 The Score. Russ, what's going on?
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me. There's no accolades from this end for Council. This game can't whitewash the remainder of his crazy lineups through the season. His poor use of leaving pitchers in, such as the Japanese pitcher, when he's got 6 or 7 or 8 runs in him, he never made any sense to most people that I talk to, that are fans, on his lineups. He would take people out of lineups who just had 3 hits and put them on the bench. Nobody could make any sense of that. And if he had a hot hitter, he would take him out of any position that he was being productive. As for Tucker, I didn't see any category, even though he was adequate in all categories. There was no one category of offensive production where he was a leader on this team in the best part of this year.
Russ, let's go back to Council for a minute. Can Council do anything to change your opinion on that?
Well, he's been such an oddball in the way that he's set up lineups. It's very difficult. I think he's got this. Today was even blind squirrels can find their nuts.
Well, hold on. 92 wins.
Yeah.
92 win for the Cubs. They're the fourth best league. And by the way, listen, if you don't like Craig Council's lineups, if you don't think he's a good manager, okay, but hear me out. You got 92 wins. You're the fourth best team in the National League, and you're one win away from getting to the divisional round. And in the divisional round, you know anything can happen, and you can continue on from there. So it seems a little bit like, Russ, like you should have an open mind with the current situation that the Cubs are in.
Well, I didn't see him. I think this team was a 100-win team. Or better.
100?
And I don't. Yeah, I think it was a 100-win team this year, and he didn't help that get to that position. I think that they had all the ammunition to do that.
So instead of Council helping them get to 92, he held them back by 8 wins.
Well, take a look at the gap that existed for that long time when the team couldn't hit, couldn't do anything for those weeks and weeks and weeks, and they lost the entirety of their lead in the division. They were terrible, and he had no magic in his supposed genius. He did nothing that was going that helped stem the tide of that volcano that was exploding.
If they got to the National League Championship Series, would you feel different?
Oh, maybe, but it would have to be more than just this one game that shows that.
If they got to the World Series, would you feel different?
Maybe. Maybe
if they won the World Series, Russ, would you feel different?
We'll see. Okay. We'll see. I think
Russ, if the Cubs win the World Series, you wouldn't feel differently about Craig Council.
No, I think that team would have done a hell of a job.
They did. Okay. All right. Russ, I appreciate it. You know, there's just some battles you're just not going to win. You're not going to win. So the oddball Craig Council kept the Cubs from winning 100 games. And if they go on to win a World Series, it will be nothing to do with said manager. It will be the players virtually overcoming Craig Council. 312-644-6767. Anyone want to co-sign on that? You can jump in with you all the way until 9 o'clock this evening. I did a podcast recently, and they asked me, What is it that Craig Counsell does that's so great that gave him, you know, that contract? And there are things that we all kind of know about Craig Counsell, right? Like from his Brewers days, the way that he handles a bullpen, or, you know, it's just baseball savvy and runs with the opener and does these things. But, you know, when you make a manager the highest paid manager of all time, that's not a payment towards the regular season. That's a payment towards making things happen in the playoffs. And so if we're going to put that on him, like I do, then I am going to look for reasons or look for evidence that he does well or does poorly. And today I found a lot of evidence about Craig Counsell and his staff. We should give them all credit, Tommy Hotovy included. I give them so much credit to recognize that Matthew Boyd, he is done. You are not facing Fernando Tatis Jr. the third time through. And the arm that you go to is Daniel Palencia that goes an inning and two thirds, including a dirty inning, and gets it done. Maybe I'll feel differently. Tomorrow night I'm on from 7 to 9 p.m. Check in again, and maybe I'll feel differently about Craig Counsell and the Cubs manager and him earning that salary. But if you're Russ out there, and you got a problem with Counsell, it seems a little bit like you should be in a wait-and-see mode as of now.
Exactly.
Thank you, Craig. From listen, 92 wins, the fourth best team in Major League Baseball. I don't know what numbers Russ is running that had him come up with 100 wins. Maybe it's more sophisticated than Fangraphs, but Fangraphs had this team at 90.6 wins, I believe. 90.6 wins, I believe, was the projection for the Cubs. So they were about 1.5 wins better. And that's a team that lost Justin Steele back in April. And this is a team that did virtually nothing at the trade deadline. And this is a team that saw Kyle Tucker really go in the worst slump of his career. So Russ has gotten the people going. 312-644-6767. Thank you, Russ. We will get these phone calls. Coming up next, the Cubs beat the Padres 3-1. Game two, more importantly, the clinching game, or a chance for the Padres to lose out and the Cubs to propel themselves to the divisional round. And you'll hear it right here on The Score tomorrow with a 208 first pitch. We'll be back next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
perfect today. I mean, that's what it was. It's, let's see, 13, it's 14 outs. And I've talked a lot about, you know, them helping each other and how that group is connected. And today was a great example of it. You know, they get their outs and they make their matchups the right matchups. And so just a brilliant job. Everybody just executed pitches. Can't say enough about what they did today.
That is manager Craig Counsell after the Cubs' victory today. The Cubs beat the Padres with a final of 3-1 in game one of the wild card series at Wrigley Field. We'll do it again tomorrow. Our pregame coverage on The Score begins at 1:30. And, of course, first pitch scheduled yet again for 2:08. We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Judson Richards along with you all the way until 9 o'clock. We got 30 more minutes if you want to jump in. 312-644-6767. Interesting conversation with caller Russ a few minutes ago where he thought that Craig Counsell was holding this team back from winning 100 games. So, Russ thought that this team was not going to be a 92-game winner, but a 100-game winner. And I asked Russ, would you feel better about Craig Counsell if the Cubs win the World Series? And he said, maybe. So we all have opinions on the manager. I think that we should be realistic about it when it comes to where we are as of now, and that the Cubs find themselves in a really good place to get to the divisional round. 312-644-6767. One win away from matching up against the Milwaukee Brewers. Wouldn't that be something? The Brewers, who have never won a World Series, and they are the one seed. They are the one seed through the entire playoffs, not just the National League side, but also the American League as well. I think Craig Counsell had an incredible game. You know what's interesting? I'm looking at the box score now. Matthew Boyd, 4 1/3 innings, allowed one earned run, struck out two. So let's give Matthew Boyd his flowers, but he did not go through that lineup a third time. That is a good move by a manager. It is not a great move because the numbers are right there in front of you. Very, very similar as to why Shohei Imanaga will not get a start in inning number one tomorrow. We will see him in the second inning after Andrew Kittredge. I'm actually a little surprised they didn't have an opener today and do something similar. You know, I'd like to ask Craig Counsell that question. It's like, why Shohta an opener and no opener for Matthew Boyd? Perhaps they thought that Boyd would be able to go deeper if he was sharper. He gave up a hit. And then as soon as there was a base runner and Fernando Tatis Jr. came around for that third time, he was out. But if you look at the way that this team, the Cubs, navigated and put in place the bullpen arms that they did to not allow a single run, Daniel Palencia, an inning and a 2/3, two strikeouts, no hits, no runs. Palencia started the season, Triple A Iowa. Drew Pomeranz at one point was in Tacoma in Triple A and had not pitched in the big since 2021. Then you got Andrew Kittredge that they traded for. One of the few moves that they did the trade deadline. They traded Kittredge, who was with the Baltimore Orioles. And then Brad Keller, he was released by the White Sox a year ago. Keller was a starter his entire career. They moved him to the bullpen, and he becomes the best bullpen arm for this Cubs staff. Like, if you look at kind of the oddities or the unique bunch that ended up closing out this game and was perfect, it's pretty exceptional by this Cubs team. 312-644-6767. Chris was at the game today. A good time, I'm sure, was had. Hey, Chris, what's going on?
So today was my birthday, and it was the first time I could take my mom, who's 81, to her first playoff game ever for the Cubs.
Come on.
I'm third generation.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Yeah, it was beautiful. They could not have played better. The pitching was on point. I believe in Counsell at this point. There have been times I have missed 5 games this entire season at home. I've done 2 on the south side and 2 in Miami, so I've missed 1 game of the Cubs this year. And I've been here through the ups and the downs, but right now I think we are peaking, we're getting to the point where we can actually do something good. And for people to doubt the potential. I've been a Cubs fan since I was born. And so I've seen it all happen. This is not a fluke. We have a really good team. And, you know, we can't rely on one single player. We can't rely on Tucker. We can't rely, like, we can't just blame it on one person. It's the team has to play as a team. That's what we did in 2016.
Chris, did your mom have a good time?
She had a great time.
I would hope so.
We had signs that said, you know, she brought me into the world 49 years ago, and he brought me my first playoff game.
Oh, you had a great sign, man. That's so fun. Yeah. All right, back to the Kyle Tucker thing, though. Do you really feel like the Cubs, because I'm kind of working my way through this one, too, especially, you know, so much of the Cubs' first half success was predicated by this just, you know, tremendous offense, but it felt like the straw that stirred the drink was Kyle Tucker. And then as soon as Tucker went away, it was like PCA went away, and then Seiya Suzuki really went away, and it's like they were kind of finding life without Kyle Tucker being one of the best players in baseball and in an MVP race in that first half. So all that considered, you think that they can be successful in this postseason without Tucker doing anything offensively?
We've already seen it. Seiya has come back. I think that it was a blow to have someone who is a great personality in the bullpen, or not in the bullpen, but in the clubhouse, be there and be able to kind of prop everything up. But the biggest thing, we have Seiya. You know, Hap has been great for us. I mean, you have a bad game. Well, okay, that's fine. You know, but when you lose, like, that kind of personality, like, it's, you know, Hap is a personality. Tucker is a personality. When you lose that, you lose that dynamic in the clubhouse. And I think that now that a lot of these guys are starting to get their groove back, you know, they play off of each other. I mean, you don't play a game by yourself. So, you know, it's at this point, I think it's a matter of playing for the team. I would love to see them play a better short game.
How so?
I've been saying this all season.
How so?
Base on ball. Not swinging for the fences. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're at Wrigley. Wind's blowing
right
in.
Yep.
Yeah, you might get one out of the park, but you it's a lot easier to run people around the bases.
Well, you know who helps with walks, Chris? A guy named Dylan Cease. And even, you know, even, by the way, Chris, I'll let you go. Happy birthday, my man. 49 years old, got to take his 81-year-old mom to her first Cubs game. That's a hell of a first, by the way, for it to be a playoff game and a win like that on just a gorgeous day. I mean, the Wrigley was on full display. And I was like, I'm surprised it's a 208 start with this being obviously market number 3, but you got the Dodgers this evening, you got the Yankees this evening. That's fine. But I felt like it worked out really, really well because who knows a 120 start? I know it was 208, but who knows a daytime start for the Cubs better than the Cubs at Wrigley Field? Felt like the start time today and tomorrow were just exceptional. So they could, you know, they could feel those good vibes. But Dylan Cease tomorrow will go for the Cubs, for the Padres against the Cubs, a name we know well. And Dylan, even when he was at his best for the White Sox, still would give up the walks. He still would walk a lot of batters. So to Chris's point, the short game, some free passes, some patience, and maybe that's how Kyle Tucker will really get involved. Right? I mean, who's got a better eye at the plate than Kyle Tucker? Nobody. At least on this Cubs team, he doesn't. But Dylan Cease's playoffs numbers, the guy that is going to be asked to keep the Padres season alive, his playoff numbers in 4 appearances, he's 0-1 with a 12.91 ERA. He made two starts last year in the playoffs that accumulated to 8 earned runs and a 14.40 ERA. And we know how electric he can be. We know it. We know it here in Chicago. We've watched it firsthand. But he has not been that guy recently, and he will give up walks. So patience. If we were going to do our three keys to success, I'll give you one. Patience at the plate. Right? Allow those free passes. And Mike Schilt, you know Mike Schilt, Padres manager, is going to have a quick hook tomorrow because they're down to their last game. And that's what will end up being. Speaking of Seiya Suzuki, let's hear from Craig Counsell on Seiya Suzuki after the game.
As much as anything, I mean, Pivetta was pitching so well. He's a guy where you know what's going to happen. He's going to put the fastball at the top of the strike zone. And when he clips the top of the strike zone consistently, which he did an excellent job of, it's difficult. It's a difficult pitch to hit. That's why he's had so much success. So we got Bushy got a ball down early in the game. Dansby just missed one, and then Seiya got one. I think in the postseason, maybe hits just change the stadium. It changes the energy of the stadium completely. So it's just about that. And I'm really happy for Seiya. I know he was very, very excited to take part in this and to play in this, and happy he had a big role in it.
You know, mid-September as a Cubs fan, if you were thinking about the playoffs, you may have just been thinking that Seiya wasn't going to be a part of it. Not that he wouldn't be on the team, not that he wouldn't be in the lineup, that they wouldn't be helping out at all. Because he hadn't helped in almost months, it felt like. I told you in the update, the stat, the last 3 years in the postseason of Major League Baseball, the team that has homered the most in a series wins 78% of the time. The long ball plays. And it hasn't always been like that, right? From 2010 to 2019, it was only 61% of the time. So it has been so much about home runs. Why? Well, here's one theory. Pitching has gotten so good that you just can't string together rallies. Like rallies are so incredibly hard the better the pitching gets. So if you can send one over the fence, that's an easier way to get a quick run. And it's like, gosh, you'd wish the guy that had 25 home runs at the All-Star break and that had only hit 2 home runs before this final 6-game homestand against the Mets and the Cardinals, right, when they just swept the Cardinals. I mean, he only had 2 until he hit 5 in his last 4 games, and then it carried over until today. He waited until the last week of the season to get hot, and that a huge impact in this one today. What is the storyline for the Cubs pitching tomorrow on the mound? We will tell you all about it coming up next on 6-7 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now the 0-1. There's a smash on the ground. Backhand stop by Swanson, holding at third as the runner, and the throw to first in time. Beautiful play by Dansby Swanson. He saved a run and took a base hit away from O'Hearn.
Oh, great to hear the voice of Pat Hughes. Look forward to hearing it again tomorrow as well. Again, the NL Wildcard Series continues tomorrow. Cubs look to close out the Padres at Wrigley Field. Molly and Ha will broadcast live from the radio booth at Wrigley Field from 5:30 to 10 a.m., followed by Raheem Harrison-Grody and Gallagher Way from 10 to 1:30, previewing Game 2. Then official pregame coverage begins at 1:30 with the first pitch at 2:08, just like today. Every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on the Score on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Again, Judson Richards with you until 9 o'clock. I'll be with you again 7 to 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Would love to be talking about a wild card victory, not only game, but potentially series as well, and then look ahead to the divisional round. No matter what, I'll be here. Matt Spiegel will be back with a special hit and run edition as well prior to that. And when I came in here this evening, about the whole staff behind the scenes was working today. So just a great job by the Score. Tyler Buterbaugh grinding over there right now, getting it done. Got to see Sean. Got to see Baby T. Who else was here? I don't know. Of course, Alex Kuhn was there as well. So the team is working hard to try to bring you the best Cubs baseball coverage we can, and certainly is nice when Pat Hughes leads the way of doing it all. And we will hear he, Ron Coomer, Zach Zabeman tomorrow again, beginning at 1:30, first pitch at 2:08. I've been getting out some game balls. I guess that's just the Ben Johnson in me, right? Good, better, best, better, never let it rest.
I gotta
work on that one. I thought that there were some really, really important things that happened, and very quickly. You know, of course, Seiya and Carson Kelly going back to back is sensational, and that made the game. But damn it, that play by Dansby Swanson, that play that saved a run, the one softly hit in a shallow left center field that he made. Dansby had a big hit and a run scored. Great game by him. Let's hear a little bit from Dansby Swanson in postgame.
With the playoff experience that you have, do you take any extra joy in watching two guys who are playing their first MLB postseason games homering?
I did think it was really cool when after Carson's, it kind of like dawned on me a little bit after Carson's that just such a special moment for them, and something that I'm sure that they'll cherish, you know, for the rest of their career and life. And like I said, to be able to do it here and in a big moment is really freaking awesome.
How strange is this game where a light switch for hitters goes on and it goes off, and you see guys like Suzuki where the switch was off for a long time, and now he's back to being the top hitters in the game again?
Yeah, I mean, he's always had the ability, and I think sometimes it just takes moments to just kind of, in a way, get out of your own way and say, like, I'm really good and I can do this. And he's been doing it for us all year. He's been a staple for our group all year. You don't just accidentally hit 30 homers and driving 100 RBIs. And he's just been so unbelievable for us. And, you know, he's gotten hot at the right time. And, you know, we're glad that he's swinging it well for us.
You won today the way that the Cubs have won all year, run prevention. You know, great defense. You're a big part of that, and a bullpen that shuts them down completely. Is there any real magic to that other than really good players working hard all year to get people out?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you want to, we could switch roles here and you can answer questions. I mean, that's that's the name of the game, right? You pitch your butt off, you compete, you play defense, and you opportunistically score runs. That's a really good recipe to win in October. And, you know, we've obviously had to do that a lot of this season, and it's been a fun group to be a part of for sure.
Dansby Swanson was 1-for-3 today with a run scored. You may as well add an RBI. Not that he got an RBI, but that he saved an RBI for the Padres, and that's what great shortstops do. My other game balls would go to Daniel Palencia, who was exceptional. Another great counsel had an exceptional game as well. Hopefully we'll be giving out more tomorrow. That'll be fun as well. I'll be back with you again 7 p.m. tomorrow night. More importantly, pregame begins at 1:30. First pitch between the Cubs and the Padres. Only local broadcast right here on The Score coming your way at 2:08 tomorrow. That will do it for us. For Tyler Butterbaugh, I'm Judson Richards saying have a wonderful rest of the night, everybody.
And when I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learn that just keep talking, and that's helpful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.